Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a whole lot of fun. You know, in business and life, we could see cause and effect literally everywhere. Think about this. One action that you take in your business will lead to a result. One action. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to render the big result. Just because you put one ad out there for your business doesn't mean you're instantly going to become a top earner. It takes doing it over and over and over again, right? Just because you make one sale doesn't mean that now you're suddenly set on the path to financial freedom. But that one action can lead to a result, which leads to another one, which leads to another one, which leads to another one. As long as you stay consistent, as long as you stay disciplined, and as long as you keep showing up to it, you'll start to get the results that you want. It's not about being focused on results. It's definitely about being focused on the process. But one action leads to a result. One decision leads to different consequences. The decision to go or the decision to stay. The decision to hit the snooze button or the decision to get up and attack. They all have their consequences, and it's that cause and effect, that domino effect, that we have to consider. Because when we think about this, when we consider this in our business and even in our marketing, we can begin to get much more clear about best practices. And what's interesting about that is when we start thinking about best practices, that's truly what people want. They want us as leaders to help show the way. And you can learn your best practices from your mentor or from your coach. You could develop them for yourself. But the most important thing is to know that everything has its cause and effect. The decisions you make, the actions you take, all lead to the results and the consequences that show up in your life. A huge shift in my business happened way back in 2010. I remember our business was flatlining. I hated what I was doing. I could tell that there was more and better out there for me. You ever had that feeling where you know that there's something better for you, that you're capable of doing more? You've probably been in a situation like this at some point in your life. I knew I had to put myself on a big stage. I knew I had to go out there and play hard, almost like ridiculously hard, but not just from working hard, but playing the game full out, not just playing for the sake of being in the game and wearing the jersey, but playing the game to win. Now, what's interesting about that is that as I pushed myself to go out there and play bigger, to play more courageously, to play more prolifically, to show up and be consistent with it, suddenly connections were made, things started to fall into place. And it's funny, it's that old saying, the harder I work, the luckier I get. Certainly, that's what happened for me. I want to talk to you about how you can create your own domino effect. If you've been through times where you've said to yourself, man, enough is enough, I'm ready for more. If you've said to yourself, this is great, and I'm also ready for bigger and better, then I want to talk to you today about the domino effect, how you can actually put it into play for you. The first part is you got to monitor your focus, because as the old saying goes, where your focus goes, that's where your mind starts to kind of take you. Those are the results you get. If you're focused on things not working, you end up more frustrated. If you focus on cynicism and skepticism, pretty soon you become a pretty negative person. But if you focus on what could go right, if you focus on how you can overcome the things that might go wrong, pretty soon what you focus on expands. A negative domino never topples in a positive direction. It never happens. A negative domino never topples over a positive domino. If you've ever stacked up dominoes in a row, you know how this works. If one domino is too far away from the next, it won't work. And so you have to have your thoughts closely aligned with the results you want. If you're thinking like a winner, if you're thinking like a wealthy person, if you're thinking like a happy person, pretty soon you start behaving like a winner. You start behaving like a wealthy person and a happy person, and pretty soon people start following that. Of course, people will follow it the other way too, so you got to be careful. You got to be monitoring where your focus is. If your focus is on doing good work, then you will do good work, and that good work will render great results. If you're focused on just getting by and half-assing your way through it, then you're going to get what you get. Very important to understand that the dominoes you set up are based on your focus. So if you want amazing results, if you want to have fun, if you want to be lucrative, then you got to be willing to be patient enough to stick in there. You got to be willing to do the hard work. You got to be willing to be focused on the right things. Next is to start small. Now listen, I remember when my journey began on Facebook, it was one response. The question was, what can I do right now today? I remember thinking that. This is so far back in the day, but I remember looking at all these people that were successful in my industry, all these big name speakers and these people that had these big multi-million dollar coaching practices, and I thought, man, how am I ever going to get big? How am I ever going to do it like that? But then I thought, that's a ridiculous idea. Why would I be concerned about what other people are doing? You got to ask yourself, what can I do right now today? Not what are the big dogs doing? Not what is it that I want to eventually do someday? Because it's easy to look at that and say, yeah, but that's so far off in the distance. And then pretty soon we start negotiating with our mind and saying, I'll put it off until I get to that place, not realizing that we have a lot of yards to travel, a lot of miles to put on the odometer before we ever get close to being anywhere near where we can say we've arrived. So if you ask yourself, what can I do right now today? That's one of the most important dominoes you can set up for yourself. What can you do right now in your business that will make a difference? What can you do right now in your business that will actually shift the momentum? What's one small act that can topple over several dominoes and create the beginning of that domino effect? Next is you got to set the dominoes up. What I mean by that is this, is continually strive for consistency. That's it. A lot of times we talk about, ooh, I want to hit the ball out of the park. Right off the bat, you want to send out one ad and think it's going to change your life. It doesn't work that way. Not to say it can't. I'm not saying that you couldn't possibly put out an ad and it's so great that it just attracts buyers after buyers after buyers and you think, man, I hit a home run on the first shot. It does happen. Very rare. The underpublished story is the one of the person that's grinded away for years and had the overnight success story that was 8 years in the making or whatever. But that comes through consistency. It comes from building on the momentum. It comes from increasing the mass of your actions instead of worrying about hitting the big grand slam on your first swing. It means setting up one domino at a time. You see, you don't have the big success from one domino falling. Just one domino just makes that slap on the table, right? You got to set up many of them in order for the whole thing to have that big tidal wave effect. Setting up the dominoes means showing up daily. It means showing up with belief in yourself, belief in your mission. It means you don't always have to love what you do. There are going to be days where you probably despise it. There's going to be days where just the thought of showing up to your business feels like jumping into a lake of cold ice water. But I can tell you from personal experience, that ice water is invigorating. Painful at first, but well worth the journey. So set those dominoes up. Next is you got to remember that it goes both directions. You can knock a domino over, but it can fall the other direction too if you're not careful. So you have to be constantly vigilant. You got to realize that your momentum can shift at any time. What I'm really telling you here is don't ever become complacent. Don't ever fall asleep behind the wheel. Recognize the fact that as you're setting those dominoes up to create one that falls and knocks the next one down and knocks the next one down and knocks the next one down, it's not just about knocking one over and then sitting back and watching the money flow in. It's not about doing one small act and having everything work out. As you set those dominoes up, they got to be set up in the right order. They got to be set up in the right distance from one another. And they have to be set up with care and concern and an attention to detail, a dedication to excellence. You want to be the best entrepreneur you can be, right? That means being a great listener. It means being a great leader. That means being somebody who follows through and delivers on their promises. It means innovating. It means doing more than what's asked of you. Because if you do that, then you don't have to worry about the dominoes falling the opposite direction. You don't have to worry about backlash. And anytime you run into adversity, you know you can overcome it. You know you can navigate through it. And finally, you got to think big picture. One of the most important questions that I challenge my clients with is, let's remember why we're here. Anytime somebody calls and says, I'm stressed out, I'm overwhelmed, I'm concerned, I'm not getting the results I want, I'm flatlining, can you help me? The question I always ask is, why are we here? What are you here to accomplish? It's key for ensuring that you're toppling the right dominoes. It's very easy to start setting up dominoes and forget why you're doing it in the first place. So remind yourself, why are you here? Are you here to build a successful business, or are you just here to make a few bucks? Are you here to help other people, or are you just here to help yourself? Are you here to build something that lasts, something that is something you could be proud of years from now? Or is this just a hobby that you're dabbling in? Those are key and essential questions you have to ask for yourself. And remember, everything has a domino effect. If you're setting up negative dominoes, you'll probably get a negative result. But if you're setting it up with care, if you're setting it up with attention to detail and a sense that you want to help other people, if you're setting it up with the thought on growth and expansion, if you're setting it up with the thought on longevity, those are the kind of dominoes that once you get them all set up, once you've done the hard work, the preparation, and now it's time to launch, you hit that go button, that's when they start to fall down. And they not just fall down in some random order, they fall down in the order you set so that you get the result you want, something you could be proud of, something you can look back on and say, man, it was worth it, and I'm so glad I did it. My friends, listen, every single day is an opportunity to show up and do your best stuff. I'm proud of the fact that we have entrepreneurs who care so much, not just about their own future, not just about their own livelihood, not just about shifting the momentum in their own lives, but they're concerned about doing it for other people as well. Setting the example, setting the tone, and showing up with their best stuff possible every single day, knowing that they're not always going to be at their best, they're not always going to deliver their best performance, but the fact that they showed up anyway, even when they didn't feel up to it, even when it wasn't their best day, knowing that they have every shot in the world to be successful, so why not them? That is very inspiring. Hopefully you see that inspiration. Hopefully you see it not just in other people, but you see it in yourself. So set up those dominoes today and every single day. Set them up in a way, in a pattern, and in a meaning, a methodology that feels right to you, that's in alignment with your core values, that's in alignment with your vision, that helps you accomplish your mission and answers your big why. Set those dominoes up today and every single day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.